Hi there, welcome to the Latchkey Sips, the podcast that challenges three siblings to take a look at our childhood movie cabinet and one film at a time, criticize or defend the viewing choices we made as kids. I'm your host, and the youngest, Gray.
I'm Allegra. I was born just before Gray.
And I'm Holland, and the oldest, and left side! Strong side! Or maybe I could have done a call and response with you guys, but left side,
strong side.
There we go.
Gray, I hear your little precious baby kitten on the mic. Yeah.
Do you?
I hear a little purring.
He'll be with us for as long as he wants.
Featuring Jasper.
He just really loves Remember the Titans. It's the only movie he's ever seen.
He was not watching this movie. But he kept getting on the counter and trying to lick the plates.
Love it.
Oh, Holland had a little incident with that last night.
Oh, yeah. My cats fished a rib out of the garbage and proceeded to gnaw at it, and I found that on my kitchen floor this morning. And they both had barbecue sauce on their heads when I saw them this morning that I had to clean.
So there I was, barbecue sauce on my titties.
What are you doing
takeout
barbecue? My kitties!
Barbecue sauce on my kitties! Sorry, Gray.
You ruined it, Allegra. No, what?
Me?!
I said, Holland, what are you doing getting takeout barbecue?
Well, actually, they were Chinese, like, barbecue ribs. I was trying out an app.
I completely understand. I am sorry.
At a Chinese food restaurant. And they were okay. I probably won't order them again. They were actually way bigger than I thought they were going to be, and that was a negative experience for me. That's why I had leftovers in the garbage. I could only eat two of them. They were giant.
Number one Chinese food.
Oh, my God.
Pretty solid.
Their scallion pancakes are so fucking good.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. Yeah. Okay.
Josh also got number one Chinese food last night.
Nice. Yeah, I...
Number one.
This was actually my second night in a row eating it, because I ordered it on Friday, but I didn't finish it. So in order to supplement my leftovers, I ordered, like, more scallion pancakes and... Like, I ordered two apps to supplement, like, the leftovers of my main.
Amazing. It's the American dream, people.
Beautiful. City living, baby. You know? Anyway.
We made French onion soup with beans last night.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
You put butter beans in the soup, so it's a little bit more protein, and it's the butter beans don't even knock it. It's unbelievable. It's like super easy version of French onion soup too. And you add in a little bit of miso paste in there as well. Oh my God. It's like maybe my favorite meal that
sounds amazing.
It's so fucking good.
That would have been good for our rainy day yesterday.
Oh yeah. Well, I got bagels and then we got that really awesome Bing at the Essex Market. And then I wasn't hungry enough for a full meal. So I just snacked on ginger snaps. So
Chandler Bing. Ms. Chandler Bong. I think that's my favorite joke in the entire show.
I mean,
that's like one of the best Friends episodes of all time.
Statistically the best episode, because every single friend is a major piece.
True. And I think it was also like one of those budget saving apps, because they just are in one set basically the whole time.
Yeah, at least five of the friends are.
Yeah.
I love them. It was like, Chandler lost his virginity at what age? 17. No, 19. Yes. Thanks, man.
Okay, well.
Chandler's greatest fear. Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
Unfortunately, this isn't a Friends podcast.
But it's a movie about friendship and its power.
True.
Yes, Greg.
And it's, I was going to say, it. I was, one of my notes of this movie was, honestly, at the end of the day, this movie is really just about a ragtag group of kids who come together through song and dance.
Honestly.
Listen, this movie walked so that Glee could run.
Oh my gosh.
You mean High School Musical?
Both.
Yeah.
It's all
in a chain, you know?
First of all, all three of these properties we just named, they all have dancing football sequences, or at least dancing sports sequences. They both have red and white school uniforms.
Oh my god!
The Disney franchises.
All three of them do!
Two are at least Disney franchises.
Well, this was on Disney Plus, so yeah. I think it's all Disney.
Yeah, this no, Glee's not Disney.
No, just Glee is not Disney.
Fox. Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we'll have to get into it. I do have a note that says Denzel Washington is essentially the Sue Sylvester of this movie.
Who the fuck is Sue Sylvester? Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's incredible.
Jane Lynch.
Oh my
gosh. Who wants to describe this movie?
Yeah, Greg, do you want to tell us what we do here?
Yeah. Sorry, my cat just jumped on my keyboard. Okay. So, each week, one of us has to present a movie to be critiqued, while the other two score it based on 5 specific categories. Each week's score will be added up, and at the end of the season, the sibling with the most points wins, while the loser will be forced to do some sort of punishment. This week, I chose, luckily, had the coin flip go my way, and I chose to watch Remember the Titans.
This is for sure the sportiest movie we watched this month.
This is the type of movie that you think about
100%.
When you think
this
of sports
like
movies.
Boilerplate. This hits every like trope from a sports movie.
I know. And
it's
honestly
pretty much in this.
And honestly, I'm kind of like bummed that I chose it, because it was just like, I was like, yeah, like first of all, had a great time watching this movie. Have not watched it in probably 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me.
It was great for me. It was nostalgic. It was powerful. But for the sake of the podcast, I was like, I wish I went weirder.
See, you're starting to embrace the weirdo mindset.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I will say it.
Man,
did...
I wish I chose some fucked up shit.
It made me want to rewatch Friday Night Lights, honestly.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen it.
The only thing, we watched like 10, maybe 15 minutes of the first episode, and Meg was like, oh, so this is like really about football. And I'm like, no, like,
no,
I'm like,
I
no,
mean,
it
is,
does both.
But it's...
Yeah, I'm like, it does both, I promise. And she's like, I don't know. But maybe I just got her on a bad day. Maybe I can try it again.
She just needs to see the magic of Tim Riggins, and
I know.
I'll be okay.
I know.
It's about the emotions. And Matt Saracen? I did make some comparisons to who I think the Matt Saracen of this team is, so we can get into that later, too.
Is it Ryan Gosling?
No.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling was not in this as much as I remember him being. He was not a main character.
I fully forgot he was.
Oh, no, he was not a main character. I remembered that.
Well,
Ryan Gosling, he's someone that I was like, oh, yeah, he's in this movie, which made me just, you know, it reinforced his position as kind of just a side character.
Mm-hmm.
But...
like, I knew you know he wasn't the main guy, but I don't know.
Oh, what did I...
He wasn't even in the ending montage credits, so...
I called the main guy, the main white guy, Ugly Harvey from Sabrina.
Or Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
Which
is who he actually is.
I did not recognize
him.
Well,
he's beardy on Sons of Anarchy.
He looks much better with the beard.
He looks better with a beard.
Did we explain what we do?
Yeah, but Gray has to do the summary now.
Hold on, I want to see what this guy looks like with a beard.
Oh yeah, he looks way better.
Wow, that does not look like him.
Yeah. Gray, if you haven't watched Sons of Anarchy,
the first season is amazing. The first I have not. Four are watchable.
How many are there?
Seven or eight seasons? At least seven seasons. I had to force myself to get through that last season. It was painful.
Same. But I...
Oh, wow. He looks overall so good with a beard and long hair.
Yeah, he looks way better. Yeah. He looks great at Sons of
Some people can just really rock a NorCal dirtbag look.
Yeah. Charlie Hunnam? Oh! First, season one, Jax Teller? Are you kidding me? He's still my heart.
You're welcome.
Although, honestly, all seasons Jax Teller were true, into true, it.
Even when the show was absolutely dog shit.
I was watching still for so him.
Beautiful. Listen, Charlie, you're welcome on the show anytime. Hey,
hey, we're straying. Okay, we're straying now.
Gray has like a squirt bottle. He's like, contain yourselves.
So, this movie, Remember the Titans, I'm going to give a little summary for those uninitiated. And this summary, very good, very succinct. A high school football team is forced to integrate, bringing together players from different racial backgrounds. Coach Boone, played by Denzel Washington, takes charge and helps the team overcome their differences and work together. Amidst challenges and resistance, the players learn to respect and support each other. Through hard work and determination, they become a united team, overcoming prejudice and achieving success on the field. The movie shows how sports can bring people together and promote understanding, even in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Very to the point. I wish it was Anthony Pereira's writing, but it was not. This movie came out September 29th, 2000. So Holland was 8, Allegra was almost 6, and I was 3. We
definitely didn't see it in theaters.
Did not watch this in theaters. I remember the first time I watched this movie. I was probably 7 or 8, and it was when Dad was getting the hardwood put into his house.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
And I had just gotten a G.I. Joe like toy set where it came with like G.I. Joe, like a Humvee. And then, like, a bad guy. I don't remember, like, the
I have no memory Cobra of you having G.I. Joes.
Oh, I remember the G.I. Joe. He dated my Barbies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I had a G.I. Joe. I got a Humvee. And then, like,
Barbie in
the
Humvee.
Bad guys had a little, like, tank thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember playing with that on the living room floor on just a rug because the wood had been removed.
Right.
While watching this movie.
Wow.
Wow, that's specific.
Yeah.
I'm sure the first time I watched this was in a classroom. I did not watch it in school as often as Allegra did, though. But I don't think I've seen this movie in like 20 years, probably.
I definitely have not seen it since high school. So
damn, you're old.
So bare minimum 12 years since I've seen this movie.
Yeah, I don't think I think the last time I saw this movie was like middle school.
I forgot that like brief period of time when we had no floors, and there's something very visceral about that memory of just like the concrete and just like chilling on it. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And then I remember having that little like roller thing to help kind of like lay the wood down afterwards. And I was like, Dad was basically like, hey, do you want to do this? It's fun. And it was not fun, but he was just getting me to help. Do it.
Child labor. Nice. That's what you have kids for.
I mean, historically, it is true. The children yearn for the mines.
Hey, tell that to Yasmin Bleeth in basketball.
Gray yearns to roll hardwood.
As far as parents' thoughts, Dad has not responded, and Mom said she never saw it. So,
Mom's never seen it. Wow.
I mean,
it came out in 2000.
It doesn't seem like her jam. Yeah. And she would have only ever taken us to see it, and we didn't. So,
yeah.
Mom didn't have cable for so long. Like, Mom never just, like, turned on cable to watch TV in the background.
Yeah, mom didn't have cable until, 2006, maybe.
And then it was only HGTV. Like, dad was more of the movie channel parent.
It was HGTV and Law & Order.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So much Law & Order.
Which I respect. SVU specifically.
And then Friends. And then Friends After Dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was Law & Order all day, every day.
Yeah, like in her room.
Just like on from like 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I feel like...
I need to get back into my Law & Order watch.
Am I delusional? Or was like, did for a period of time, did USA just USA play like, Law & Order? It was like their ridiculousness. It was like, it didn't matter what time of day it was.
And they would toggle between like SVU and Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen like regular Law & Order.
No.
I think I've only seen SVU and Criminal Intent, and obviously I've seen way more SVU. SVU's the best one.
I've only watched SVU. Every time Criminal Intent would be on, I'm like, I don't know these people.
I would watch
Why does this one guy seem so crazy?
Yeah. Like,
and then I'm pretty sure like original Law & Order was like a lot more, like it was literally like split in half between like the police in the courtroom.
Yeah,
I mean, like there was a lot more of like the law part involved, whereas SVU was like, I would say like 80% the police investigation.
True. Yeah. It was like the grand finale happened in the courtroom. And then 20%
Ice-T being confused by things. I mean, so you're telling me that this guy get.
I know that mom said that she would watch the original Law & Order while she breastfed me as a child because it was like the only thing on at like 2 a.m. or whatever. So I've technically absorbed original Law & Order, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
I still like Sam Waterston was in it.
Jeremy Orbach
was in there for a bit.
What's Mr. Orbach's first name?
You are saying so many names I don't know.
Well, John Mulaney has another joke about two people in New York have Jeremy Orbach's eyes.
I don't know. Right. Anyway, I don't know again, what that means.
That means nothing to me.
He died and donated his eyes, and so two people got Law & Order guy's eyes, and they made a billboard about it, and John Mulaney made a joke about it. That's it.
Okay, well, this is such a meander.
I have things to say about this movie. I took so many notes.
This wasn't even a bad one.
I took so many notes, and I'm eager to talk about it. Like,
let's do pre-watch.
Okay, let's do pre-watch. Allegra, do you want to start?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Miss Thoughts?
Miss Thought?
T-H-O-T-S. Okay. Ironically, I don't remember much of these Titans. Denzel is a coach of a newly desegregated team. I thought people burned a cross in his yard, but like maybe that's a little too hardcore for a Disney movie. They throw a big part of his window.
That would have
intense.
They get close to the line, but they never cross it like that. It's a brick. I just remember something happened.
Lowercase T. Time to leave. Sorry, it's from South Park. Like a bunch of rich people keep moving into the neighborhood, but they just also happen to be black, and so people are like, we know how to send a message. We'll burn a lowercase T on their lawn so they know it's time to leave.
Oh, no. Oh,
and then, like, it's like Will Smith, and he immediately picks up that it's, like, time to leave and not a burning
not
cross.
Not a cross. time to leave.
He goes, what is this? A lowercase T? Time to leave? Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I remember he does a speech at Gettysburg.
Wow, you remember that?
Don't know why.
That's probably that part of the movie was probably just like paused and rewatched in a class, which is why that one sticks out to you.
That was like the mic drop scene, you know, of his coaching speeches. They win the big game, and there's a long-haired boy who I had a crush on.
Sunshine
was so fucking hot.
Sunshine's my fave.
I remember when I had
that's who I think is the Matt Saracen. Because he has to step in and become the quarterback when that Jesus guy gets injured.
Dude, I think it's so funny how his biggest hurdle is fucking pitching a football, which is like, it's easier than handing off a football.
And being a hippie.
can be and maybe gay. We don't know. Yeah, that know. Question never gets answered. Of course I'd like the gay one, right? Like I remember it was like the fourth or fifth time I had to watch this movie in like the same amount of years, and I was like, at least I get to stare at sunshine.
Like okay, my pre-watch notes are short. Movie about desegregating high school football. Baby Ryan Gosling is in this. Truly don't remember anything else. I did not. I'm like, I know it's vaguely about football. I know Denzel Washington is there. And I know Ryan Gosling is there. And that's about it.
You also did not remember much about these Titans?
I remembered less about these Titans than you did.
So here's what I said. Sunshine. Strong side, left side. Denzel. Kid gets hit by a bus at the end. Huge inspiration for movie for me when I was a kid because I played football, so this was like a fuck yeah kind of movie. Mm. I think Dakota Fanning is in this movie.
Hayden Panettiere.
I did remember, like,
teeny baby Hayden Panettiere, who's so cute in this movie.
And she's good.
When we chose this movie, I remember thinking, like, is this the one that Hayden Panettiere is in, or is she in The Rookie? Like, because I feel like there's a little girl in that one, too.
That one might be Dakota Fanning.
I can't remember. So I was like, which one? I feel like there's a little girl. And then I was like, oh, wait. So my second note is, okay, I knew Hayden Panettiere was in this.
She was also very good.
She was.
She's a very strong child actor. We don't see a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frickin' Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm looking at The Rookie now.
Yeah, there's a little girl in that one too, right?
I'm checking. We are checking.
How else are you supposed to know a single dad is a good guy if he doesn't have a plucky, sporty young daughter?
Truly.
Hold on. We still don't know if there's a good guy, or if he's a good guy in The Rookie. There is little boy from C-Spot Run is in The Rookie.
Oh, okay. So there's a son.
I think that's who it is. Yeah.
So he's not that good of a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
The half man.
He's fine.
The half
man. Yes, the half man is in.
From Two and a Half Men.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I simply do not understand why Charlie Sheen does not eat the other men. He's clearly the largest one.
What is that? That's from
Futurama, baby.
All right. Well, before we get too deep into it, should we do discourse?
Before we get too into it, we'll be right back with some short ads.
Oh, shit. I forgot to do scores.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Just do tens across the board. Make it easy on yourself.
You have one job.
I watched the movie. I took 18 times more notes than I usually do.
So 18 notes.
Look. Burn. Let's do scores.
Okay. Nostalgia, I have a 4, which I feel like is very generous.
Rough.
Because I also did not remember a lot of stuff as I was watching this movie.
So weak. I just made all my scores on pure instinct. I did not put a lot of thought into this, I'm sure these scores will adjust. With that being said, nostalgia 5.
Okay. Wow.
That
you remembered
needs to be
so
higher.
Much more.
I know, Holland. I just gave you my disclaimer.
Okay, don't yell into the microphone.
I just gave you my disclaimer that I didn't put enough thought into my score.
Okay. Sit through ability, I have an 8.
I have a 7.
Weak.
Inspiration, I have an 8.
I have a 7.
Weak. This is the most inspiring movie.
Does it hold up? I have an 8.
I have a 7. Again, we will probably argue these. We are more likely to argue things up than down, I would say.
Can I follow this? I have a 9.
I have a 7. I just
what's hard to follow? What's hard to follow about this? People are racist and then they're not. It's as simple as that.
I just 7 felt good enough and I put it for everything and I know that these scores will increase. Just calm down.
Then make your nostalgia factor 7, bitch.
Call me a bitch one more time. 4s across the board.
No, dude, you're just a little bitch.
All right, nostalgia's down to
squeak.
No, I know. Our other extremely inspiring movie, Basketball, has you have both made references to. So
wake up, wake up, bitch! You're my new best friend.
Okay.
What do we do now?
Okay.
Okay.
So, I really want. I know we've like sort of been talking around this movie, but after.
To be fair, this movie I feel like is kind of boring to talk about on a podcast. That's why I was a little bummed for choosing it, because it's like it's a great movie. It was a fun movie to watch. What? But yeah, what is like, there what to else say?
Can we say about it? But we'll see.
So I
Allegra had a lot of thoughts apparently.
Okay, I want to jump. Yeah, like
please
through
jump
the movie.
In, Allegra.
Okay.
All right. So for anyone who's like has completely forgotten this movie, like they go to football preseason camp and they learn to be best friends for the most part, except for buff Jamie
Ray
Michael J. Fox. Buff Michael J. Fox remains pretty racist the whole time.
You think that guy looked like Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, I think he looked like a blonde jacked Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Sure,
everyone else pretty much becomes like best friends. And then they have their first game. And I noticed that the cheerleaders were also desegregated. And I was like...
Well, kind of.
Well, there are white girls and black girls on the cheerleading squad.
But they were still like... They still
Holland,
separated.
She's getting to a point.
Okay, sorry.
Do you think they had to go through the same exact training camp scenario?
Well, no, because they were still separated.
I didn't notice that. I thought they were pretty mixed
I think there was like a line... of white girls and a line of like they were still like a little bit separated, I think.
Gray, did you notice this?
No, I was not paying attention to the cheerleaders.
Because if they had gone to camp, maybe they would have been like mixed in a little bit better.
So I totally didn't notice that. I thought I saw the cheerleading squad and went, oh my god, they're desegregated too. Do you think they just did the same exact scenario where they have to go to camp and they have their own Denzel Washington? And then I had a thought of like, you know, it would be a really funny movie. They make a sequel to this and it's just the cheerleading squad, except instead of Denzel Washington, the coach is Dave Chappelle? Just think that'd be hilarious because he'd just be like chain smoking and yelling
especially
at all of
them. Yeah, especially like 2002 Dave Chappelle, like skinny exactly. Dave Chappelle.
And then I thought, well, actually Sue Sylvester makes way more sense.
Yeah.
And she would be even more racist
than
any person in this movie.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And then I noticed the marching band was desegregated. I'm like, that's who Dave Chappelle coaches, the fucking marching band of the Titans.
Jesus. Allegra's creating a whole expanded universe.
I'm just saying, Disney, hire me. You know what people want? Not only do people want to see more Dave Chappelle right now, they want Disney. Disney wants Dave Chappelle.
Hold on, I'm gonna really try. So just give me space for this one.
Okay.
This movie is Remember the Titans. The band one is Reband Nerd to the Titans.
Nice.
There we go.
Okay.
And the cheerleading one is...
I really landed that plane.
Remember the...
Back handspring the Titans.
Back handspring the fight-ons, because they cheer. I don't know.
Okay. Fight on, USC. Woo. Hold on.
Didn't
I can do this. Let me do this.
Didn't they say somebody went on to play at USC?
Yes.
No, that was University of South
the
Carolina.
The other USC. South Carolina.
Okay.
The irrelevant USC. I don't know. Remember the Titans 2 Electric Boogaloo. That's the cheerleader one. What actual movie was Electric Boogaloo? Like, do you know where that comes from? Where it actually was?
Was that movie about roller skating in the 70s, late 70s?
Break into Electric Boogaloo.
I knew it was like a dance or something kind of movie.
Yeah, I never would have come up with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just trying to think of like where that meme originated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Speaking
anyways,
of the camp,
back into the movie.
The camp.
Yeah. Speaking of camp, yes.
I will say, why? You could not pay me to wake up at 3 a.m. and run. And I like running. I'm training for a half marathon. But if you fucking pull me out of bed at 3 in the morning and made me run to Gettysburg, I don't know how long that run is.
Well, they were in Northern Virginia.
They were at Gettysburg College.
Okay. But still.
The field of Gettysburg.
It was 3 a.m. when they started, and it was light outside when they ended.
Well, it's late multi summer.
Hours.
Late summer. So maybe
that's
like,
at least 3 hours. That's a long run.
And their shirts are all muddy and shit. I'm like, have you guys been falling down?
That's more than a half marathon. I'll tell you that much.
Why are their shirts so muddy?
That's maybe like 20 miles.
Sweaty, sure. But were all of them literally like, did he make them army crawl halfway through? He's like, enough running, get on the ground.
So I'm looking, I'm trying to find, like,
we're doing the math.
I'm on maps right now, and I'm trying to find, like, where they would have
like, where the Battle of Gettysburg. Like,
oh my god, wait, I found it, I found it. Okay, hold on. Let me go directions from Gettysburg College to the Virginia Monument. I think that was the statue.
That's only 3 miles.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's 4 miles via road. Right. Walking, it's fucking 2. So they definitely didn't do a straight shot from the campus to
he like made them trudge around the woods for 3 hours.
So what do you think? This is like September?
No, this is August.
No, it's like
August?
Summer.
August?
I think it's before school starts, for sure. All right,
well, in Gettysburg in August, the sun rises at 7:05 a.m.
So that's 4 hours of running or doing whatever the fuck in the woods.
Well, it's a lot of people, so maybe they had to go just really fucking slow for one.
You can get there faster by walking.
And their clothes are so muddy. He had to make them, like, stop and do push-ups or army crawls or something.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm like, if you're going for a run and all your shit's muddy, I'm like, were you guys, like belly sliding down certain parts of this?
Just, like, rolling downhill.
Maybe every time someone complained, he made them do 10 push-ups or something. And that really slowed down the run.
Okay. I have another thing. So, public high school football camp. First of all, being bussed out.
How expensive was that?
First of all, being bussed out. And then second of all, 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
2 fucking weeks.
It was the 60s and they had a good football program. So maybe people were like, sure, fuck it. Like, all the parents seem deeply involved with the football team. So maybe the boosters are just
very
hardcore.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Also, who puts a poster up for camp?
For camp? I don't know. You're in high school. You're like, oh, I get to stay in a dorm. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I don't know. Maybe, but it was like, it was the image of, like, the athletes doing the Black Power fist at the Olympics. Maybe it was, like, an inspirational, like, maybe he's like, I'm here for football. Like, this is a brand new experience. This is going to keep me going. I need, like, some motivation. I don't know. I'm not knocking the poster.
Also, speaking of that scene, and also just, like, the opening scene, or I guess not opening scene, but, like, the first time you see football being played, the first two scenes with Ryan Gosling in him, he's just a little rabble-rouser. He just likes to stir the pot. He goes, hey, they're going at it at the store. Let's go fuck shit up. And then the second time is he's going like, fight. He was like entertained by it. He didn't go like, fight, fight. He goes, fight.
Okay, Ryan Gosling is such a little goofy goober in this movie.
Oh my god, yeah,
it.
when he's
like
dancing,
country,
he's
dancing
like, come
to
on,
his country
right?
music. He's like, yeah. Isn't it amazing?
I know I don't even have to ask, but what do you think of this one?
But also, okay, Ryan Gosling is also like a teeny tiny little boy. Why is he playing defense? Is that a fair question to ask?
He's playing defensive back, so you don't need to be a big guy. You need to be like fast and like it's basically the defensive equivalent of a wide receiver. So you need to be like fast and lean.
Okay.
But yeah, usually defense.
But he has more muscle.
Yeah, I was just like, he's so tiny. But
he's still playing a skills position.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah. Great.
I did want to ask please. You more about your feelings about football and young Gray's feelings about football. And you said this movie was a fuck yeah movie. I wanted to dive deeper into baby Gray's appreciation for this movie.
Yeah, I mean this was one of probably three repeat football movies honestly we would watch at like sleepovers like the night before a game. If I would do that with like teammates sometimes.
Aww.
It was like this movie, Waterboy. And I know and Little Giants, honestly.
Aww.
Nice.
Yeah. These were the like football inspiration movies for sure.
How long did you play again?
So I played like in total, it wasn't consecutive. It wasn't consecutive, but in total I played 5 years.
Really?
So I played
so much more than I remember.
Yeah.
I played in 4th and 5th grade. And then 7th and 8th, and then freshman year, 9th grade, and then I stopped.
Oh, I forgot you did freshman football.
I feel like I really only remember, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but maybe it's because you took a break, so I was like,
ugh. Yeah, I would take breaks because I got into ninth grade. I got into lacrosse, yeah. And then I also was, like, when I was younger, I was still also, like, very committed to taekwondo.
Yeah, you did so like, many sports.
My like taekwondo master was like super passive aggressive about playing other sports.
Oh, because wow. That's really
interesting. He demanded what we go, like we were supposed to go 5 days a week. Wow. To taekwondo. That's which a is a crazy that's commitment a for an that's 8 year old.
And how long were like sessions?
Probably like an hour and a half. Maybe two. I don't know. I don't remember.
Every day. That's a lot.
But it was just like, yeah, so if I'm playing other sports, like I can only go in like 2 to 3 times a week, which I feel like is pretty fucking normal. Football's only asking me to do it 3 times a week before a game.
That's crazy.
And he would like hold me back like from like, you know, promoting to the next belt. Because I was playing football, and which I thought was really annoying, but I was like, okay, so I took a year off, and then I, you know, just did, like, taekwondo, and I think I did, like, flag football and whatever. But, yeah, and then I got over taekwondo pretty quickly because of shit like that, because I'm like, I can't do 5 days a week, and then I got over football, like, the next year, because I was like, this is fucking annoying.
Yeah, I feel like most people who were involved in the football program in our town were huge assholes.
Yes. Yes. It was very much like 90% of the kids were just, you know, basically fueled by their dad's football psycho failures.
Dads. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was annoying.
All horrible too.
We had a big scandal a few years ago, right? Where all the coaches were like skimming off the top of all of the football fundraising.
I don't know. Was that what happened? Well, I know there was a big scandal like a year or two ago where with our high school football team where a ton of the players did some crazy town.
That was this year.
Was that this past year?
That was this past season.
I'm talking about
like years. They got the police involved, and I want to say a lot of them got expelled.
I remember.
I think a number of them got expelled.
Yeah,
I'm talking about even earlier than that.
There was I feel like there's been a lot of like booster skimming off the top shit that's gone down in our high school.
Like the details I remember is that like so it's like donations were increasing like. Fees were increasing every year, donations were increasing every year, and everyone's like, damn, like, why is everything getting so expensive, like, crazy year after year?
Oh, and it's because the coaches were pocketing it?
Yeah, because one day one of the coaches rolled up in a Bentley, and they're like, we would like someone to look into the finances, and then I think like, a bunch of people got fired.
Wow, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Our hometown's kind of a piece of shit.
As someone who played a sport at our high school that wasn't football or basketball and was, like, shunted to the side finance-wise, like, for... Yeah, I know.
Great. I hear you. I made Anne's as well.
Lacrosse was, almost entirely lacrosse funded by the football. And lacrosse was, like,
club, right? It wasn't even technically a school sport or something.
Yes and no.
It was like a weird, but like I feel like lacrosse and rugby were like weird.
We were actually more like Oak Ridge affiliated. Rugby was not at all. Okay. Rugby was like Motherload, which was like a combination of schools. But no, we were at least like we were still like under the direction of like the athletic director. We just didn't get any funding from the school.
Oh yeah, no.
I thought that the football team funded the lacrosse team.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was wearing.
Well, if they did, then they didn't fucking give us anything because they were buying Bentleys.
I was wearing uniforms from the 70s with a collar on them my freshman year, and we never got bused to locations. We all had to like find our own.
Yeah,
rides
we,
to
same.
Oak Ridge away games. Oak Ridge
stuff.
Was founded in like 1984, 1985.
Yeah, early 80s.
So you got, like, the first uniforms.
Yeah, so, yeah, whatever. I got, like, the first, like, from the early 80s. Anyway, I'll probably cut out a lot of that. Yeah.
You will be unsurprised to learn that the singing scene was Josh's favorite scene and that apparently he and his brother would, like, get excited and sing along to that scene when
it was on. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. Yeah.
Like, if Josh and John were anyone in this movie, they were the bully from Boy Meets World who was just, like, having a great time.
Ethan Suplee?
Yeah.
Yeah!
He is such a little cutie pie in this movie.
Have you
seen what he looks like now, by the way?
Yeah.
Look him up right Suplee, now, like Ethan Suplee today.
S-U-P-L-E-E.
S-U-P-L-E-E.
I think it's hilarious how you know him best as from... You know him best as from Boy Meets World.
Frankie,
I always think of My Name is Earl.
He's also in My Name is Earl. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like crazy fitness dude now.
Yeah.
He was also a sweetie pie in My Name is Earl.
Yeah, he's all and in Boy Meets World.
Oh my God, he was also in a... I know this one's a little bit more of a deep cut, but I had it on PSP, Without a Paddle.
Oh, wow.
He was, like, one of the antagonists, but he was also kind of just, like, the dopey one, where his, like, brother was the super mean, aggressive one.
I don't recognize him without this effed up haircut, you know?
I always thought that Ethan Suplee looked like, the third evolution, if we're, like, a Pokemon evolution of the Half-Man. Going back to... No, the half man of Two and a Half Men.
No, it goes half man, Ethan Suplee, and based on the hairline in this photo, Doc Brown from Christopher, what's his face?
Christopher Lloyd?
Yes, Christopher Lloyd. Look at this. I'm going to send it to you.
I find it very surprising that Sunshine's like military father is one of the most progressive people in this movie about integration.
Here's my theory.
I know they're from California, but here's my theory.
Sunshine's dad fought in World War II in Europe with a desegregated platoon.
And he learned
to respect the like Tuskegee Airmen.
He went on his
like
own
that.
Football camp.
Exactly. World War II was his football camp.
Yeah.
Well, also, this is 1971, which means like
Vietnam just happened.
Still Flash happening. Is still happening.
Yeah.
Give me one second. I have a cat who's making noise with a plastic bag.
But he's too old to have been like a soldier in Vietnam, but maybe he was like
in Korea. Or
maybe
something.
He was like an officer in Vietnam, and so he had like desegregated platoons. I thought we had desegregated platoons in World War II, but I am not a big World War II buff. Gray, there's this thing on the internet going around where men think that they could like score a point on Serena Williams in tennis, and I'm like, what is the football equivalent? Dudes think they could score a touchdown in a professional football game?
No fucking chance. Are you kidding? I think what it is, honestly, is because I have heard people talk about it, and it is, could an average person complete a pass in a professional football game? So it's not even like, it's not win a game. It's not even throw a touchdown. It's, can you complete a pass to your intended receiver in a professional football game? And no fucking chance. Like, no chance. I just know that I couldn't. Like, I'm not a great quarterback, just first off. Second of all of those linemen are minimum 6'3", 6'4", 300 pounds. So, like, I wouldn't be able to see over the line. And then third of all, I would not be able to, A, like, the receivers run so fast, I would not be able to time out the pass correctly or throw it fast enough or not have it get immediately picked off by a defender. Like, it's just, there's no way.
We appreciate a humble king who is aware of his own. Because Gray is tall. Gray is a runner. He is an athlete. And he knows that he would not survive the NFL, which is a totally normal thing that more people should understand
football
about themselves. Football
is so dangerous. Like,
football has, I mean, like, arguably, professional football players are, like, the most athletically gifted group of athletes, arguably. I'm happy to take other people's opinions because of the fact that it's like
you have to take it's
all like so physical in the upper body, and then you also have to be incredibly fast. Like, the heaviest person,
a lot of different things from
the heaviest person on that field is usually a defensive lineman who are like 350 probably. That's-
Yeah.
And they can run a 40-yard dash in under 5 seconds. Or, like, they can run it in 5 seconds, which is crazy to have someone who's 350 pounds, probably, like, 6'6", and they can run a 40-yard dash in 5 seconds or less. That is fucking insane.
My trainer used to play hockey, and he said that, like, you have to constantly be moving on the ice. And so I'm like, I bet maybe someone who knows much more about sports than I do could maybe argue hockey, but I certainly would not want to, like, I don't think
hockey for sure, no. I mean, because if take that same argument and make it about soccer, the field's way bigger, you're always running, and like, it's 90 minutes nonstop.
But it's definitely not as, like,
you don't have knives on your feet. Don't stop in hockey.
Yeah, I know, but you also have ice guiding you with movement.
I don't know.
Like,
again,
you can momentarily stand still and you're still moving, if that makes any sense.
Anyway. Who thought that Disney might have, like, I didn't think it was actually going to happen, but I was like, is Disney going to use the hard R?
Oh,
I was waiting for it to happen,
too.
Yeah,
I guess I was kind of wondering, but
they use almost anything else they can say except that.
They definitely really
copy or like a rhyming
scheme? The rhyming scheme of his last name. That was maybe like the worst it got.
I forgot it was a Disney movie.
At the end of the day, this movie was so cheeseball, like, definitely sanitized because it is a Disney movie, which I understand.
Jerry Bruckheimer did have a lot more profanity in the movie, and Disney was like, you need to change this.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck
this
out,
is
Tarantino.
Like, this, there's a reason why they show this movie in schools, because it's like baby's first exposure to desegregation, I guess.
And the racism that came along with it.
And the racism is so cut and dry overt in this movie, which also maybe might contribute to some people not realizing more how racism can be more subtle. It's like, this is bad. And I'm like, I get it. It gets the point across very clearly.
The one thing I do want to commend, though, is Hayden Panettiere's, like, her character, her, like, disdain towards Denzel Washington is never about race. It's simply about him taking her dad's job.
Yeah.
And Chandler, and like as soon,
yeah, and it's like, it's, I was just like, I think that's kind of well done, where it's like, yeah, he's receiving all this hate because he's a black coach coming in, but then she's like, no, I'm just mad because I want my dad to be coach. And
the point of this movie, the message of this movie, is that football transcends everything.
Yeah.
Football transcends racism. Football transcends backgrounds and cultures. Football can bring everyone together.
Football, yeah, is life.
Football is life. I did make a note saying that Hayden Panettiere, I don't know how to say your last name.
That's right.
Yells at football the way our Uncle Steve yells at football.
Oh my God, seriously. Especially with all like the angry grunts. It's, yeah, exactly, she's how.
She's very invested.
Yeah, I'm like, here's one day her kids will have to go downstairs to try and escape the yelling at the TV.
It is stressful to watch a game with Uncle Steve. Especially because it's also one of those things where like, if you also try to just like make a comment, he'll like correct you. And I'm like, I'm just trying to stay fucking positive, man. I don't know. Like,
I will say,
Carly and Michael, please hit me up if you guys can agree with this and add in other, other anecdotes about this.
Gary's girlfriend, I wish we had had a little bit more development for her journey, because it, I feel like we didn't totally see the growth that happened for her to be like, one day she was like,
yeah,
we're not running in the same direction, and I'm like, okay, you're going in a racist direction, and then like one day it was like, never mind.
Well, Jerry gets in an accident and she realizes that maybe she's,
no, it was before
a little
bit, the,
it was
accident.
Before the accident. Oh, it was like,
and
right,
it's Gary.
Before.
Gary. Well, that's true. I think it's football. Their football team is doing
football
so well,
yeah,
that she's like, maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, football solves racism.
I'm pretty sure. So my friend Cole used to have this really amazing comedy series called Sports for Gays, where he would take sports and explain them to the gay, the straight, and essentially the sports uninitiated. And I loved each show would start out with him describing the rules of the sport, and the way he described football will stick in my mind forever. He puts up photos of the goalposts, and they're wearing tiaras, and they're like, so each team has princesses, and each princess has a group of knights, and those are the teams. And all the knights want to rescue and deliver an egg to their princess. Sometimes they will lay the egg at her feet, and sometimes they will kick it into her mouth so she can gobble it up. So I put, a lot of my notes are, racism ended by worshiping the egg.
Sports for Gays was so good.
It's such a good concept. That should be a podcast.
He had a net.
Well, yeah, it was like a comedy show.
It was a live show.
It was a live,
I know,
show that he performed.
I know.
So.
I'm saying it should be a podcast.
I think he should put it all on YouTube so you can get the PowerPoint.
Yeah,
because
it's a PowerPoint. Yeah, yeah.
And he had a NASCAR Christmas special where he hired a drag queen to be Danica Patrick, who kills him with a gun in the first 5 minutes. So when Danica Patrick was on the new season of Drive to Survive, I'm like, you killed my friend with a gun!
Yeah, Danica Patrick also has a lot of other things wrong with her in real life, so...
Well, yeah, well...
Danica...
Happy to add to the disdain.
She was also pointless on Drive to Survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, driving is hard. Mm. It's physical. And you're like, cool, thanks. And it's like, you want to win. Thanks, Danica. Great insight.
I'm like, why don't we have like Naomi Schiff on here? Or like, I did love that we had a Claire.
Or Serena Williams.
I loved that we had Claire Williams back as, yeah, a commentator, though. Anyway.
So I just
getting off track.
there's this one point in the movie.
Nice pun, Holland. Nice pun.
Getting on the track.
Oh my God.
That was totally unintentional.
So I don't know a lot about football, but I do know enough about New York that the Jets suck. So at one point in the movie, they're like,
not in 1971. That's who won the Super Bowl that year.
I know. So there's a point where it says, who do they think they are? The New York Jets? And I was like, I'm assuming the Jets are good in this time period, but now I know they're going to lose.
Yeah, I love that it was just, yeah, like shotgun. It's just, it's fun watching old school football where it was like, we're going to run it three times, pass it once.
I
don't even know what that means.
I really did love the like winning montage with like the footage shot like 70s footage. I like there were a lot of montages in this movie, but I thought that was a very solid montage showing them winning, showing them like being like again like being together and like crossing boundary smashing, or breaking down boundaries,
smashing a car with sledgehammers.
Yeah,
just boys being boys. Yeah.
You know.
I was thinking about that because I guess that was like a big trope in like 60s, 70s, like high school football is like they would like get a car, paint it like all about like the rival team.
Yeah.
And then take turns breaking it. And I was just like, God, things were so much cheaper before before we were born when people could just buy a car for the sole purpose of letting high school teenagers smash it.
Gray, you've activated my trap card. So there was a really large period of time in the American economy where people would just abandon old cars on the side of the road because they were really hard to throw away. And so the American landscape was actually just littered with abandoned cars all the time. And it wasn't until China's factory economy started developing and they started buying all of our old cars, abandoned cars on the side of the road so they could repurpose it for scrap metal. And that's why you don't see as many abandoned cars on the road anymore.
History major, cool. People. She was so excited to tell us that.
Anyway, Sunshine.
Thanks for ruining my rant about capitalism.
You're welcome.
By implanting more capitalism.
it's always capitalism all along. It just goes deeper. Anyway, so the scene.
Lot of montages and a lot of monologues, and yep. I swear to God, every monologue hits. It's so good. Every monologue is so fucking good. Denzel Washington is so fucking good.
He's delivering.
Incredible. I mean, we know he's incredible, but he's incredible in this movie. It's, yeah.
This was obviously my... This movie is his. This was my introduction to Denzel.
Yeah.
And watching... Like, honestly, going from this movie to then seeing him in, like, Training Day was whiplash. I was like, oh my God. This is insane. Like, yeah, it was an aggressive shift of perspective watching him in most other things after this movie.
I mean, the first movie I really like, I probably saw Remember the Titans before I saw Glory, but when I saw him in Glory, I was like, I understand why everyone's like hot for Denzel Washington now.
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, he's so
all I remember Glory. About Glory is Matthew Broderick's terrible facial hair. Like it was such bad, probably like fake goatee. Yeah.
I remember Matthew Broderick being in it. I did not remember his facial hair.
Oh, maybe I have.
Holland pulled up a photo and it's quite terrible. Seen this. You probably had to watch it in school.
Yeah, I probably watched this in school.
We both had Mr. Tierney.
Wow, yeah, that's really bad.
It's so bad.
Show me more Denzel.
I remember the scene where Sunshine is doing Tai Chi at the school and all the girls being like, oh my God, he's so hot. And I remember being in high school being like, oh my God, he's so hot. But now that I've lived in New York for a long time and I know the only people who do Tai Chi are like old Asian ladies in the park, to me, I'm just like, look at him doing Tai Chi like a Chinese grandmother. Like, it's not an intensive situation. It's just breathing exercises.
Hey, it's California, man.
It's California. I love the idea that like Sunshine's from San Francisco and he would go to Golden Gate Park and do Tai Chi with a bunch of old ladies.
He's from Huntington Beach.
He is?
They said that.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I just assumed
so
San Francisco.
So he's doing Tai Chi on the beach because he's gay.
With old ladies.
Oh my God, that once when they walk into the diner. Oh, and yeah. He's like, oh, I just want to sit down. And he's wearing that choker.
Oh, my God. I wrote a note. I'm like, that choker looks so uncomfortable. It's like
it looks
tight.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's like hemp. So
it's
it looks
really
tight and itchy.
Thick.
Yeah.
I thought there were beads on it, but still it looked
maybe
uncomfortable.
Maybe like one bead on it. Yeah.
But yeah, he was wearing a Katara ass choker.
The funniest unintentional funny scene of the movie is when they take out Ryan Gosling from the game and put in Turk, and Ryan Gosling's dad keeps yelling the white coach's name. He just goes, Yost! 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 He just won't shut the fuck up. Like the coaches are talking and then doing strategy in the background, you just hear Yost!
Yeah, Ryan Gosling's dad was fucking annoying.
He's like, he's a star!
Yeah,
and it's like,
he's a little baby.
He's got no endurance, champ.
I feel, what is he, like a sophomore? Like,
he's fine.
He's got time.
I was also, when he was just like, you know, so out of breath and like slow, I was like, did none of the running at training camp get you prepared for this? They made it seem like you had to run 50 miles a day. Like, come on, bro.
I also had a note that was just like, Ryan Gosling just looks like he's from the 90s. You know? I'm like,
yeah,
he's wearing just looks like something he would have worn as like a 90s teen it boy. Like,
it's fun. It's like, have you guys been hearing like iPhone face?
Yeah. Yes. It's like the 90s version of iPhone face where
Walkman
I'm like,
Walkman face.
Yeah. At he's least Tamagotchi face.
This version of Ryan Gosling. Like,
when he's doing the country music thing, I'm like, I don't believe for a second he genuinely likes this music.
He knows what the internet is.
Yeah.
He's looked up internet porn, you know, that changes you.
Oh my God.
Those close together eyes have seen too much.
I think I kind of feel the same way about The Notebook, like early in The Notebook, Ryan Gosling. I'm like, I don't know if I fully believe that this is like the 40s or whatever.
Right, but later flashback, Beardy Ryan
Beard
Gosling,
Ryan Gosling
I believe
changes the game.
You there, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The soundtrack totally. Of this movie is so good.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, the soundtrack's everything. It's a movie about a ragtag group of dreamers who come together through song and dance.
And every single time there was a Cat Stevens song, I wrote, I fucking love Cat Stevens, man. And I'm just like, it's so good. 70s rock and roll is just so fucking good.
It's so good.
I would get
there's so much good music.
So much good guitar.
I wrote that like Gary Bertier, like just he already looks like a coal miner. It's hard for me to buy that he's like a high school senior.
Yeah, but yeah, we haven't even talked about his friendship with
Julius.
Which was a very main part of it, but I really did not take that many notes about it. But I thought it was very sweet.
It was very sweet.
It was so cute.
They loved
each other. When he comes in
so
and like
much.
Hugs his mom.
Yeah.
This friendship that they had, he played it in such a way that it was like, this feels like the first real friendship he's ever had.
Yeah.
Roided out Jamie Foxx or whatever I said his name
Jamie
was.
Jamie Foxx.
No, Michael J. Foxx. Michael J. Foxx.
His name is Ray in the movie.
You keep saying Jamie, too. Is it just because he actually looks more like Jamie from
like
Game of Thrones than Michael J. Foxx?
Maybe. It could be that.
Yeah, I'm like, he doesn't look like Michael J. Foxx
at all. He looks like a roided out Michael J. Foxx to me. He's a bad friend.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He's never been a good friend to Opie.
Yeah.
You know, Opie and Julius, it's like a pure love. It's football based, and this movie says that if something is based in football, it is pure and good and transcends time and human emotion.
And there's respect.
There's respect for each other's skills.
Yeah.
He's lived and grown up in a terribly racist town, And all he's ever wanted was to play good football. And he finally has a friend who will allow him to just play good football. And he gets so upset that the world just won't let him be friends with his bestie.
Yeah. And then God, he gets hit by a bus.
Gray, do you have a friend that is football-based?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You're like, that's most male friendships. What are you talking about?
I'm not gonna name any names, but like I would say 40% of my friend base is football based.
And it's a pure and pristine love that will last a lifetime.
Yeah, I have friends that I've literally been like, I've known you for most of my life, and I didn't really like you until we were in like a fantasy football league or something, and now I'm like, yeah, now you're my friend.
And it's like, you maybe made me like shave my mustache or get a tattoo of a penis on my butt because of that fantasy football league, but we're besties for life.
Oh, did I tell you guys that the loser of my league finally did the challenge, the punishment,
the pancake thing?
That was last year.
What was this one? I can't remember. This one was
you have to run a mile, but every lap,
beer mile.
You have to drink a beer and eat a hot dog.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
And he did it on St. Patrick's Day, so we made him drink Guinness.
No!
Oh, no! You should have least given him green beer.
It was so funny.
How many miles did he run?
1 mile, but four laps.
After every lap you have to do it.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was great. It was so good.
Did he vomit?
No. Surprisingly.
Oh, that's surprising.
He kind of spit up on one of his jogs, and he was like, "It's mostly just the bubbles of the beer." Like,
I do not run, but I am egotistical to believe that I could do that without vomiting.
But you also have to do it within a time limit.
Oh, what's the time limit?
It was, he didn't fucking do it, which was annoying. We were going to add more penalties, but we ran out of hot dogs, so we couldn't. But the time limit was supposed to be you have to do it under 20 minutes.
Okay.
I still think I could do it. I don't know why.
Let's do it this week then, Allegra.
A whole Guinness? Yeah, we can go to
the whole Guinness every lap.
Mizzou. they got an outdoor track.
If I get warmed up beforehand properly and I don't eat, I think I could do it.
I'm just going to tell you, this is a full beer and a hot dog every lap.
I would need more than 20 minutes because I run really slowly.
Walking it back.
20
yeah,
minutes
and
is just like...
it gets harder and harder to eat and drink quickly when you're...
Do I have to also eat the bun, or do I just slurp
yes.
down the hot dog?
You have to eat the whole thing.
No, you have to eat the whole thing, and that's part of your time.
I feel like I've watched enough competitive eating that I still think like I could somehow manage this.
All right, well, we're going to fucking
okay.
do it then.
Well, if you lose.
I'm not bringing running shoes to Missouri.
This is your Serena Williams match.
Exactly, yeah. I know. How about this? If I lose the podcast this year, that'll be my punishment.
Yeah.
We have this on record. I'm just saying
that
this
the loser has to do a beer dog mile.
Any loser.
Does it have to be
any
Guinness?
Loser.
Can it be a different beer?
No, it does not have to be Guinness. It does not have to be Guinness.
Okay. Like, can we do like a Pilsner?
We can decide the beer.
Or honestly, even like a Bud Light. That's like water anyway.
I feel like it cannot be a Bud Light.
But it can't be an IPA or like a Guinness.
It cannot.
Like,
no. I say
we
it's
can
not
do,
an
We can
IPA.
Do like Budweiser Original.
Oh my God. Bush Heavy. Like what my college guy friends always drank. And
yeah, the first time I ever had a Bush was when I visited Holland in college.
Did you also?
Because it was all they had.
Yes.
Well, it was either Bush or the Everclear. The apple. No, but it was really good.
It was apple pie.
It was the
apple pie moonshine.
It
was so good.
That my friend Chris made when he went home to the farm.
Hold on.
Because this is where I went to college.
Hold on.
And then we proceeded to drink this in the forest behind their home.
Wait, are we with Dad for Christmas this year?
Yes.
I think there's a track in his neighborhood.
I wonder if we'll be in Maryland, though.
Where would we be?
Probably, maybe West Coast again.
Oh, fucking.
Oh, I hope so.
Whatever, we'll figure it out. There will be a school with a track that we'll be able to figure it out.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
Colin, Gray is absolutely demolishing us.
Gray is excited because he knows he doesn't have to do it.
Listen, we're only
what, two movies in per person?
True.
All right, we done?
I think we're done. We hardly talked about this movie.
The only thing I'll say is the ending was extremely abrupt.
It's so abrupt.
Yeah,
I was like, this better be based on a true story. Otherwise, Jerry just got fucked.
I know. I was like, oh my God. He died and they didn't even say why until you got like...
to the ending credits.
Which was really sad. He died in a drunk driving accident.
And it's like, this dude's got to get off the road. This is so unfortunate.
Oh my gosh. So sad. But also, that means that Gary is the Jason Street of this football team. Friday Night Lights heads, you know what I mean. Anyway.
What's the Friday Night Lights strong side, left side chant?
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Yeah.
It's better.
And they can't, the Titans were not allowed to lose or else Denzel Washington would have lost his job.
I know! Good thing they had a perfect season.
I did think
13-0.
It was interesting that the turning point of this movie was when the white coach needed to break his white silence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was... Actually, and this one it's not strong side, left side, because that was just between them. Their team thing was, what are you? Mobile, agile, hostile. What is pain? French bread. What is fatigue? Art, like pan. Like, it's the same way you spell bread in French. What is fatigue? Army clothes. And then it's like, will you ever quit? No, we want some more, we want some more, we want some more.
Wow, that's
pretty cool.
Long.
Oh yeah, but I did think. Oh yeah, when they
but it's a call
doing,
and response.
Yeah.
When they started doing their dances, the "We Are the Titans."
Yeah,
I was like, Glee. Just Ryan Murphy watched this and he's like, "We could make it Sly."
Well, okay.
Then there's the facts.
All right, scores.
Scores.
Okay, nostalgia. I'm keeping at a 4.
I bumped up to a 7.
Jeez, that was a lot. Sit through, I'm keeping at an 8.
I'm keeping at a 7.
Inspiration, I'm keeping at an 8.
I moved up to a 9.
Wait, hold on.
Sorry, we're going too fast.
Okay.
Does it hold up? I'm keeping at an 8.
I honestly moved it to a 10.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
And then can I follow? I moved to a 10.
I moved to a 9.
Guys, you're so fucked.
I already knew that.
Oh, poor Holland. What? Okay. Any bonus points?
Oh. I'll give a bonus point for Sunshine smooching Gary.
Without his consent, Holland? I don't know.
I'll give a bonus point for Sunshine in general. Okay. But yeah, that was wild.
What was the point of that?
I don't know.
I think it's because he was messing. He was like, called me a fruitcake. He's trying to be a little dickhead. So he's like, you want to see fruitcake? I'll show you fruitcake. I'll kiss you on the lips, baby.
I'm just saying, it's like 1971 in Virginia. Like, things could have turned out real bad for Sunshine.
Yeah. Allegra, are you going to do...
I'll give a bonus point for Denzel Washington for just crushing it the whole time. He didn't even look like he was trying that hard to crush it. I thought
he just naturally crushes it.
He was just naturally crushing it. I thought it was really funny when he's like giving an inspirational speech to Sunshine. He's like, I had 12 brothers and sisters and I was the youngest and they had to look up to me. And his co-captain or whatever it was,
co-captain.
I don't know how words are. And his assistant coach was like, I thought you only had 8 siblings. Or he was like, you're one of 12 siblings? And he goes, 8. And he's like, you're right, 12 sounds better.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Eight is still
okay,
a lot.
So that brings That brings this score with the bonus points to an 82.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, right?
And the fans will probably give you nothing. Because they're like, fine. You're sitting pretty.
I still need to post the basketball poll.
I genuinely think
I think I'm going to get I'm negative for.
Like, Josh is going to like go onto his quartet's Instagram account just to give you a bonus point because he loves basketball.
Thanks, Josh. Trivia?
Yes, some trivia. So came out September 29th, 2000. Budget was $30 million. Box office was $136.8 million. So the Titans were ranked second in the nation at the end of the 1971 season, finishing 13-0. However, despite the movie showing multiple close games, most games were actually blowouts, with 9 of their 13 wins being shutouts.
Wow.
The climax of the movie is a fictionalized state championship football game between T.C. Williams and George C. Marshall. The dramatic license was taken in the movie was to convert what was actually a mid-season matchup. Because in reality, they actually were the toughest game that they played all year. They came back from behind in the fourth quarter, like in the state championship, but it was the middle of the season. The actual state championship game was a 27-0 blowout.
Wow.
That they played against a different high school.
Not exactly a big dramatic finish.
Yeah.
Bertier's car accident took place actually in December of 1971 after the state championship game. He had been at a banquet honoring the team for their undefeated season. After the banquet, he borrowed his mother's new Camaro, lost control of the Camaro, and crashed. As opposed to getting T-boned. The cause of the accident was determined to be a mechanical failure in the engine mounts. Literally just like the car accident. Failed.
This is before car manufacturers thought that they needed to take any responsibility when it came to safety.
Yeah. There's one scene in the film where a brick is thrown through Coach Boone's window. In real life, it was an old toilet that was thrown through the window.
Jesus.
But filmmakers thought that would add unnecessary humor to the serious situation, so they changed it to a brick.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kip Pardue, the actor who played Sunshine, actually played quarterback at Yale.
Yeah.
And this movie opened with a gross of $20.9 million in the U.S. and stopped September 2000 from being one of the worst months for movies ever.
Wow.
I really want to know what the DVD sales were this, because every teacher I knew had a copy. So
they might have just been sharing the same copy.
True. They all were across the street from each other.
They didn't have public school teacher salaries, so.
Yeah. Okay, so we are ending our sports movie month of March, and we are going into April Fools, which will all be wacky comedies, a little bit more broad, but I think it'll allow us to have a little bit more fun with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to just give a mid-season recap of the points.
Oh, God.
So in third place is Holland with 84.
That's
total
like
points.
How much you got today.
Wait, this is
in second place is Allegra with 127.
Oh my God.
Gray has like 207 or something.
And then in first place is Gray with 175.
Jesus Christ. Lord. Wait, this is mid-season? When is our season over?
After May. We have April, May, and then that's it. Remember, we have like a mini season.
Okay.
Because June we're trying like.
Wait, does that mean we have to do beers and hot dogs in Scotland? Where are we gonna do that?
Oh my God,
they
brats!
Have hot dogs, like
we have to get sausages. We have to get
No, we should do sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Oh my God! Yes,
sausage rolls and like
and
Scottish tenants.
If I, oh my god, this is gonna be great.
Oh my god, and if I should I bring my kilt and you have to run in the kilt,
party kilt. Oh my gosh, oh,
I think we could all fit in.
I like kilt. How we are all like, so Holland, you will be doing this.
You have 2 months to beat me. Anything?
Okay, yeah, Holland, you have two more movies.
I need the coin flip to be in my favor.
All right. Okay, we're not doing a coin flip anymore, right? Not this week.
Well, not today, because we have to do the draft.
So, yeah.
So next week we'll be doing our April Fool's draft. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, please follow us on Instagram at LatchkeySibs. You can also email us at LatchkeySibs@gmail.com. Please make sure to check our Instagram stories so you can vote on our scores. But yeah, that's all we have for you guys today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.